The Woman Radio Show, brought to you by womenaboutbiz.net, bringing you information and inspiration that you can use every single day. Hello, queens. How are you today? I pray that you're having a fantastic day so far and that you're ready to receive some information that is going to empower you to put your thinking cap on and grow your business. So very, very important. I'm celebrating a special day today. This is my birthday, and I am so grateful to be here with everyone. I'm grateful for all the blessings that God has given me and for all of the blessings that will be coming my way. Yes, I receive them and I expect them because God has told me to be a living testimony for Him and to do things that will help other people to thrive, to soar. And I know that when I give, it comes back to me, pushed down, shaken together, running over, not just from the expectation, but it's simply a side effect of doing the good things in life. At this time, I want to go ahead and I want to go in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us all to wake up this morning and to have another day to accomplish our business goals. Lord, it's my birthday, and I am just so grateful to you for being here. Bless all of us, oh Lord, as we pursue being queens of organization, action, and leadership. Lord, let us not procrastinate on our business goals and tasks, but be steadfast, unmovable, and unshakable. Yes, Lord. That level of belief that it compels us to take that swift and immediate action that we need to make things happen in our spiritual lives, in our physical lives, and in business, Lord. Father, we ask for a special blessing again over all those business women that might be struggling with debt, feeling alone and isolated and not sure which way to turn. Father, let them know that they are not alone. Give them that inner peace and strength and send resources and others to them that can help. We thank you for all of the blessings that you have given us, and we embrace and accept all of those that are coming. Thank you so much, Lord, for the Successful Woman Radio Show. I ask that you continue to allow me to do this show for as long as I live and to continue to bless the lives of other women. It is in Christ's name that we pray this prayer. Amen. Wow, what a beautiful day it is here in the city of Atlanta. The sun is shining. Happy, happy birthday to me because I love bright, sunshiny days. And of course, after the show, I'll be taking some time off to reflect, to pray, to meditate, and to just empower my mind and preparing it all throughout the day for greatness. And that's what I want for my birthday. I want to prepare my mind for greatness, and I want to be able to do it in such a way that I can show other people how important it really is to do that and also to bless the lives of so many people. As many of you know who are longtime listeners, our theme this month is it's time to rejuvenate your business. And of course, all this month I've been sharing ways for you to do that, to renew your business, to start making some things happen. And so today, on this last episode of this segment of rejuvenating your business, I'm going to be talking and sharing with you about the subject, each day is a new beginning for your business. Yeah, I'm going to tell you and share with you some things that you can do to receive, to reset your day every day and to receive the fact that you are a great woman. You are a woman of goals. You are a woman who is about her business. You are a woman who is ready to make those necessary changes in her life to start fulfilling her purpose, her passion, and to get those things done that you need to get done. So I am so excited about sharing this topic today. And of course, I also have for you the 5 questions of leadership. I also have just a couple of announcements. And of course, we're going to get on with talking about each day is a new beginning for your business. So come on in. Welcome, welcome to everyone. This is a great time to share the Successful Woman Radio Show with someone that you know needs to be blessed. They need to be in a positive environment. So again, I encourage you to go ahead and invite other people to the show. If you have a pen in hand, write this number down and go ahead and flash over and call at least one person and get them on the show. The phone number is 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. And of course, this is the Successful Woman Radio Show for all of you who are just tuning in. And this is Trina Newby, your host and your business success coach. I'm so glad that you are here with me today. Got some good stuff to share with you. I had a lot of people asking some different questions. If you didn't know it, I got a special going on, and a lot of people have been emailing. So if you are basically signed up as a free member or a paid member at Women About Biz, we have a spring website design special going on with our sister site, Simple Easy Web, for $3.99. So you guys take a look at your emails, because last time we did this, we had to shut it off on the deadline date that we said, because we had so many orders coming in. So again, fair warning, just making sure that everybody knows that this is our spring web design week. All this week, I'm going to be sharing things that you need to know about your website to prepare it as your national and international headquarters online to receive people who you've sent to the website, people who've clicked on links. However you are getting people to visit your website, it's important about how you have your homepage laid out and some of the things that people need to actually know about. So I'll be sending all of you emails this week just sharing these tips that I know that will help you to make your website user-friendly and more functional for yourself. So again, I think that's so very, very important. Let's go ahead at this time and go over the five questions of business leadership. Again, the five questions of business leadership. Again, ladies, these questions are designed to help you hone in on your business and leadership skills. And as you answer these questions, the answers themselves are going to compel and cause you to get back to the drawing board and to develop systems and to come up with solutions for various things that need to get done in your business. So without further ado, let's get started. Five questions of business leadership. Number one, have I set my business foundation? Now, this is in reference to the internal side of your business, and there are five core parts to question number one. Core number one is legal structure and setup. Have you set up your LLC and your tax EIN? Core number two in question one is strategy. You know, have you prepared your strategy, your system for how you're going to implement things to start seeing some action, to start getting the results that you want to? And then core number three is, have you formed a power team, right? That group of individuals and professionals that can shorten that learning curve and help you to 10X your business. And then core four is automated marketing. Have you implemented that automated marketing that you need to do? Because you need to be utilizing the power of technology so that you don't have to work as hard. Also, the power of technology really can help you if you're a solo entrepreneur. If you're low on the budget, you can't necessarily fit it in the budget to have a part-time or a full-time virtual assistant at this time, and you're really working hard, but you feel like you can't catch a break because you're doing so much. It could be that you have not properly automated your business, right? There are so many things that you can automate, everything from autoresponders. When people click on something and want more information, you can set up autoresponders for that. When people are wanting to purchase anything from you or your website, you can set up your merchant account and have auto-responded confirmations of sale going on. So, and of course, email marketing, you can set up auto-responders as well. So there's just so many things that you can set up auto-responders for, where if you take the time to set it up properly, you won't have to touch it again for a while. So again, I want to make sure that all of you are understanding this importance of automated marketing. And then core five of question number one in laying your business foundation is, are you prepared to receive the money? And many of you have texted me and said that this struck a chord with you because you realize there are some things that need to be corrected in this area. But listen up, there are four things that need to happen in order for you to receive money in your business. Number one, sis, you need a business checking account, right? But if you haven't incorporated your business, they're not going to put your checking account in the business name. So you need to go ahead and try to incorporate first, or if you have a business license, they'll put it in the name of the business itself. But there are some other things that will end up happening. This is why you need to just do it right from the start. Go ahead and do your LLC. And then number two is that you need a good bookkeeping system. Even if you're making, I always joke about it, but it's true. Even if it's $5 a week, you need to still have a good bookkeeping system. Number three, merchant account. There are three merchant account providers or platforms that I recommend. Number one is PayPal. And by the way, PayPal is doing some great changes on their site. They are making it even better and easier for you to have a merchant account and for it to be professional as well. So there's some good things going on at PayPal. Take a look at it. Number two is Stripe. I love Stripe. In particular, they have also been making some changes. So they have now, similar to PayPal, have embeds for your website, individual links that you can use on an individual product. If you need to create a quick product and price and send a link, Stripe now has that available. And then, of course, Square. Square is very good as well, and they're another merchant provider that I highly recommend. So all three of those are very good. I actually have all three of them and use them all for different types of projects and programs that I am doing. And then, of course, number four in preparing to receive your money is cash flow. You definitely need to make sure that you know how to prepare a cash flow. So very, very important. So we just went over question one, have I set my business foundation, which had five core parts to it. And so now what I want to do is I actually want to move on to number two of five questions of business leadership. Number two is, what are my top three business goals for this month? You know, you really have to make sure that you're not stressing yourself out and that you're not overwhelming yourself with writing down so many goals that you're supposed to do them all within the same month. No, you need to just come up with three business goals that really are goals that you'd like to see done, whether it's a ebook that you would like to have written, whether it's some type of updates on your website, whether it is you want to create a sales page and push out, you know, two to three products, e-products or physical products, whatever that might be. The goal here, ladies, is to always make sure that in your business goals, they're always leading to making some money that month. Okay. Very, very important. So this is a key thing. Okay. And then number three, you know, I talk all the time about, do you have that power team in place? For those of you that are new to the show, a power team is that group of professionals that know how to do various things, right? Everything from writing articles and content to automation to website design. And again, you want to make sure you have a power team in place, because one of my biggest lessons that I've learned a while back, quite a few decades ago, is that when you need help with something, you can't wait till the last minute to try and find the right type of help. It's just going to slow you down, cause a lot of frustration and overwhelmed feelings. And again, this is something that is absolutely key, so you need to keep that in mind. Number four, okay?
which I think is important, is am I being consistent with marketing and communication? But, you know, you can't be consistent if you don't even have a marketing system or a marketing plan to put in place. Consistency is actually a measurement tool. And when you are consistent, you're able to do some very important things to determine the effectiveness of your marketing. Number one, you can measure, you know, whether or not you're getting responses from your marketing, right? That's very important. And a lot of business women who have not created a system, a marketing system or a marketing plan, well, then you know what it feels like every day to try to figure out what you're going to do, and you feel like you're all over the place. You feel like you're disorganized. You can't get things done. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that you are so anxious to make some money, right? But you can't make it until you develop that system, and marketing is a key component of that. So very, very important. And then last but not least, number five of the five questions of business leadership is, on a scale of 1 to 10, what's your belief level? You know, again, your belief level really is tied directly to your action, right? And if you're taking the right kind of action, then you're going to see your goals being accomplished, your to-do items being complete. You're not going to feel as overwhelmed or stressed, or you're not going to feel like you've got your hands dipped into so much that you just don't know what's going on with your marketing. And so, again, these are things that you really have to take a look at, okay? So I want you to make sure that you check out your belief system. Put yourself in check and really look at do I have the right kind of belief, that unshakable faith belief that's compelling me to take swift action, or do I believe, but it's not the type of belief that's going to take me to that next level? And how do I get myself to that level of belief? And it really starts with, again, sis, just taking that swift and immediate action. So very, very important. And I always want you to remember that, because so many times I find that women, as business women, we have this tendency to multitask and be all over the place with doing a lot of different things. And then at the end of the day, we're not able to really tap into what we really need to be tapping into, right? We're not really making the things happen that we really need to. And as a result, you know, we don't see results. And we want to see results. And so the one thing that I want to say to you as I'm putting some closure on these five questions is that, sis, listen up. I want you to be the queen of your own empire. I don't want you to keep doing the same thing over and over again, getting no results, but still expecting different results, right? You know what they call that, right? And I want you to start making swift and immediate changes on the things in your life and business that are going to help you see results. I want you to start looking at what can help you to feel balanced and happy on a daily basis, and then start taking some action towards those things. Then I want you to look on the business side. What can help you to stop feeling overwhelmed? What can help you to start making more money in your business? And I want you to try to answer those questions. And again, if you need to talk with someone else, because it's always good, it's a blessing to be able to talk with someone who's been there, done that, then that's what I'm here for as your business success coach. I want you to be able to call me. And if you haven't had a free power talk recently this year, then go ahead and take advantage of that. Schedule your free power talk. To do that, simply visit womenaboutbiz.net. Again, that's womenaboutbiz.net. And then once you get on the website, just scroll below the banner and you will see free coaching session just for you. There's a picture of this woman. She's happy. She's jumping and skipping at the ocean, which I want to be doing, right? And the information is there for you to just click to schedule your free power talk. If you've already had your free power talk, and whatever we discussed, if you want to move it further into some coaching to discuss how to implement some of the things I may have shared with you, or if you have had a power talk or have been a long-time listener and it's time for you to, as they say, bust a move and make some things happen for yourself, it's time for you to go on a coaching plan and invest in yourself, then we can talk about that as well. And so, again, the whole goal of Successful Woman Radio is to let you know that you are indeed a talented woman. You are indeed the queen of your own empire. You can make whatever you want happen in your life and in your business, but it is going to require first that you invest in yourself, that you invest in your time, that you make a strong commitment, and that, queen, you get yourself, honey, a good old-fashioned dose of unshakable faith. Yes, queen, that level of belief that's a rooted girl, it compels you to take swift and immediate action on all that you think of, on all that you do. And I just want to say, if you don't wake up every morning like sunshine, ready to tackle your day, excited that you've got a lot of things going on, you've got money coming into your business, you're blessing the lives of other people with your business, if that's not happening now, then you can make a swift change by taking swift and immediate action. Stop being hard-headed. Schedule that power talk. Stop just depending on you. God means for you to meet other people that can help you. Let's start getting those things done that you need to get done in your business. It's 12:21 after the hour. Celebrating my birthday today. So excited. I'm happy most of all that it's my birthday, that God allowed me to wake up this morning. Amen. He allowed me to wake up this morning and experience yet another year that he has allowed me to live. And in testimony, I'm so grateful for it. As you grow older, you'll all find out as you get past that 50 zone, you'll find out that you'll have many pains and quirks and different things happening as you grow older, as you're progressively aging, right? But through it all, I have learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God, and I've learned to put my faith and my hope in him. I've had so many illnesses. I've had so many threats of things, from cancer, intestinal issues, lumpectomy having been done, and Crohn's disease, and just so many things. And through it all, I stand in testimony to you that regardless of all of the challenges, whether they be physical, whether they be mental, whether they be environmental or just stemming from other people, I want you to know that you can overcome them, amen. You can overcome them, and you can be the successful woman that you desire to be. You need to know that you are in control of your life. God has given you the authority to make things happen with the business that you have chosen. And it is totally, totally up to you. And so, again, I want to let you know that you've been blessed in a mighty way to be able to come up with a business idea or opportunity and to take advantage of it. So keep that in mind. I have just a few announcements for you. I'm still having people texting and emailing and asking, you know, can I please let them into the Spring Into Success registration? Can they please go ahead and sign up? They understand that they're late list, and I understand that, ladies. Unfortunately, we won't be able to let anyone into this segment of the Spring Into Success program. However, we are looking at doing another Spring Into Success session. We're going to be sending out a questionnaire to all of the members and listeners to see who's actually interested in the program, and then we might be able to fit another 4-week program into the schedule. Not quite sure just yet, but we want so much to make sure that you are serviced. So keep that in mind. We're working hard to get you there. A lot of people also was emailing in reference to the deadline for taxes, which was last Tuesday, right? So, yes, last Tuesday was the deadline to file your extension, okay? So, you know, again, if you didn't do any of those things, then you might be penalized and you still might be able to file an extension. You'll need to speak with your tax specialist about that, okay? But I want you to remember that, yes, I am confirming. We researched it again, double-checked it. Yes, apps like Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all have 1099s for you if you received over $600 this last year in 2022, then you should be able to log in and pull off your 1099 so that you can use that in your income tax as well. And again, if it was not business related, then you'll need to file that with your on your business side. But here's what's happening, and this is just so amazing. And I think the federal government has got to really come up with a plan. They assume that if a person is constantly receiving cash, they're constantly receiving cash, that it's an income of some sort if they are receiving cash. And even because I've had a lot of business women to question this, so I checked with a couple of tax people on this. And so I'm not a tax expert, okay? I know a lot about taxes, but they assured me that even if you don't receive cash as a business, but you receive cash, it's still considered taxable income. How about that? So think about the fact that if it was for business, let it go over on the business side. And if it was for personal, as you file your 1040, it definitely has to be counted in. Because once a 1099 is in place, the government definitely knows that you were given money. For those of you that are new to the show, again, hello, Queen. I want to welcome you to Successful Woman Radio, and I want to make sure that you know who we are and what we do. We are all about motivating you, encouraging you, and inspiring you to create the successful life that you desire, generating the income that you also desire, right? Mark your calendar every Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern and be empowered with information that you can put to use right away every day. You can also listen to our previous broadcast by visiting our website at womenaboutbiz.net and clicking on podcast. And to the right, you'll see our podcast player where it's listing all of our previous broadcasts. Just click on one and get started. All this month, we've been talking about rejuvenating and how important rejuvenation really is. And so I want to use the rest of the time on the show to just talk about how important that really is and why each and every day is such a new beginning for our business, and we must treat it that way. I want to first start off with saying this, okay? I want to start off with this, that yes, business is really a challenge. Let nobody fool you about that. And I know there are a lot of you that listen to the show. A lot of you have such a desire to see success in your business. But sometimes when we don't see the success that we automatically want, we have a tendency to get stressed. We have a tendency to slow down and procrastinate and stop doing the things that we need to do. We stop being that leader that we need to be. But sis, what you need to do is to consider each day a new beginning for your business. Each and every day is a new day for your business. You know, a really popular motivational speaker once said, "Yesterday ended last night. Today is a brand new day." And that was Zig Ziglar. A lot of you have probably heard Zig Ziglar speak, especially if you're in the direct sales industry. But he was telling the truth. Yesterday ended last night, and today is a brand new day, and it all belongs to you. And so this is how we should look at each and every new day, as a brand new beginning. As we celebrate this month, as the month Jesus gave his life on the cross so we could have life and have it more abundantly, it's time to really tap into the fact that each day is a new day within our personal lives and within our businesses as well. You know, oftentimes you may make yesterday's worries dim your present moment. You know, you may be stressed out because you don't have the money that you thought you would have. You don't have the clients or the customers that you thought you would have. You might feel that you're in debt. You might feel that you don't know which way to turn. But here's what you need to know, okay? First of all, give all the praise and glory to God and take the focus off of the negative things that you feel are impacting you and put your focus on the positive things that you know will enhance what it is that you want, right? Go back through your contact list. Start calling people. Start getting busy because the power of energy is real. When the Holy Spirit sees within you that you are trying, that you're making a concerted effort to make things happen in your life, honey, don't you know that the Holy Spirit in connection to God will go ahead and start bringing people your way? He'll start making things happen in your life. You don't have to know how it's done. All you have to know is that it happens, right? Oftentimes, again, you may make yesterday's worries dim your present moment, not realizing that it is a chance to take control of your life and make today a better day. So what I want to do is I want to share 4 tips that will help you to deal with each business day as a new day full of possibilities, full of opportunities. Here's tip number 1, prepare your mind for greatness. Everything begins in the mind, and so does your greatness. You have to develop a grateful mindset to tackle each day as a new one. Understanding, sis, that you woke up another day to go into the world and be great. So in preparing your mind for greatness, as you know, if you're not the first one to tap into your own personal power, then somebody else is going to take control of it for the day. Something else is going to do it. Maybe you're looking at television. Something there is going to take control of your mind. Maybe you're talking to someone who is negative and they're going to take control. You've got to be that first person to tap into your own personal power and feed it with things that will enhance what you want out of your life and business. Oh, yes, it can happen. You've got to show up for yourself and your businesses like never before. You've got to stop wavering in your beliefs. You've got to stop thinking one day you're on top of the mountain and you can see the vision that it can happen, and then the next day you're being lazy, you're procrastinating, you're being hard on yourself, and nothing's getting done. And then you spiral out of control with that negative thinking and letting it take you to a place that has nothing to do with you being the great woman that you are. I know what I'm talking about. How? Huh. Been there, done that. Sis, it's time for you to write down your tasks for the day and be in the frame of mind to accomplish all of them. Don't set yourself up for failure. Look at the goals, the 3 goals that you need to set for the month, and then write the tasks down that support each of those goals. Stop thinking you are the only one that's supposed to do everything and find ways to get people to help you. Bring the leader out in you. Then take your day one step at a time, keeping your mind clutter-free. And when you didn't accomplish those things that you had hoped to for the next day, always remember the quote that Zig Ziglar said, yesterday ended last night, today is a brand new day. Tackle it. Be that first person to tap into your personal power. Say your prayer. Do your meditation. Say positive affirmations. Feed it back into your mind so that you can start seeing better results. And what's going to happen? Guess what? What's going to happen is that you'll notice that in preparing your mind for greatness, you have prepared the groundwork for you to accomplish your task for the day and to make things happen. Here's tip number 2. Give yourself grace. Oh, yes. Giving yourself grace simply is making the conscious decision to interact with the world and yourself with kindness. Don't be so hard on yourself, queen. No, you can't be hard on yourself, because that in and of itself can cause you to sabotage everything that you want. Be gentle with yourself. Know that yesterday, last night was yesterday, and today is a new day. Start embracing the new beginnings in your life that you are receiving every day. So very, very important. You know, I am so grateful that I look up how many seconds are in a day. And when I look up how many seconds are in a day, it's 86,400 seconds in a day. And when I wake up every day, how I look at it is I look at that as $86,400 a day, right? My mind, my eyes open, and I say, okay, this is a new day. I have a new opportunity to bring financial blessings into my life. I have a new opportunity to bless the lives of other people. And I will not let any people, places, or things, not even my own self, hold me back from the greatness which God has in store for me. You've got to give yourself grace. You've got to forgive yourself. You've got to stop looking at yourself as a failure. You've got to stop thinking all the time that nothing you do ever works. You've got to stop all of that stinking thinking, and you've got to be gentle with you. As a businesswoman, it can be so easy to get caught up in all that have to do and the choices you need to make that sometimes, yes, sometimes you forget that you are only human. Ways in which you can give yourself grace. Let's look at that. Let's hear this. Here's some ways. Do one thing per day that you will be proud of tomorrow. This is so very important. If I do one thing, like right now, one of the biggest things I want to do for my birthday today is clear my desk. I normally clear it every evening, have had a lot of family stuff going on, a lot of traveling, so my desk looks a mess. But I'm going to clear my desk today, and that will be my goal for today. Now, I can guarantee you after I do that, my mind will start flooding with incredible things that I want to take action on, right? You can also understand that you're not perfect. Perfection is something that we strive for, which takes us to higher and higher levels. But we all must also accept that we make mistakes. And we also must accept sometimes that we fail to meet our deadlines of our goals and of the task. It's okay. Tomorrow's a new day. Don't try to do everything on your own. And this is probably one of my biggest lessons, to give yourself grace. Don't be afraid to delegate tasks to professionals if it's too much for you, right? We spend money on so many things, and sometimes we have to really stop, look what we're asking of ourselves, and look at what we're trying to accomplish, and we have to stop and say, am I putting the value in my business enough to get the help I need to make it happen? Or am I valuing a pair of red bottom shoes more? Or am I valuing some furniture piece that I want in my home, or a new car that I have my eyes on? Am I valuing that more than the very things I want to accomplish that, if doing them right, can give me all of those things and much more, pushed down, shaken together, running over? You see, you have got to get your priorities in place. Don't ever, ever, sis, be afraid to delegate the task to others that can help you. And when you don't have the funds, pray. Meditate and ask God to help you to clear your mind so that you can come up with ideas and ways that you may get the funds to afford some help. And even then, you still maybe get people to volunteer in other things. You just never know. This is why I always say, look, schedule the power talk. If you've never had a power talk, stop trying to make everything perfect before you speak with me. That's not the purpose of talking with the coach. The whole purpose of talking with the coach is to receive life and business enhancing tips and resources that are going to help to change what's going on in your life and business, right? You're not supposed to be perfect. It's like Jesus Christ and God. We can't be perfect, go to God in prayer. We can't try to fix everything and then go to God and ask him to fix it. No. We go to God because we are imperfect. We go to God because everything doesn't always work right. We go to God because we don't have the answers. We go to God because we need a warrior on our side. And the same thing needs to happen in your business. You need to go to God in prayer, and you also need to be willing to let go of the perfectionism so that you can start letting others help you. Another thing about grace is don't feel guilty for taking the time you need for yourself. If it is needed, need it. So sometimes you have to back away from business. Maybe you're tired. Maybe you have kids. Maybe you've been up late at night with a child who's been coughing and has terrible allergies during this time of year. Maybe you've been ill. Maybe you've lost a lot of energy and don't know why. Maybe you need to schedule that doctor's appointment, but you need rest. You need to get more sleep than you normally do. Don't feel guilty for backing away and taking that time. Maybe this week so much is going on that you need to call and reschedule all of your appointments for next week and give yourself this week of prayer and meditation and rest and sleep so that you can rejuvenate yourself, right? But the last thing you want to do is feel guilty about taking care of yourself. That's the last thing that you want to do, because that is going to do nothing for you. It is not going to enhance your life in any way. You need to stay away from negativity. Even if it's a negative comment towards your business, turn it into something positive. Turn it into something positive. You know, the one thing that I've realized is that we live in a world where everybody just seems negative things to be expected, you know? And I feel so bad for a lot of people who live in third world countries, you know, where bombing and shooting and gunfire is just a regular everyday life, you know? But my prayers go out to them. My prayers go out to them that even in the midst of their storm, that they will find ways to find happiness. They will find ways to give themselves grace. They will find ways to be happy. Here's tip number 3, okay, on your new beginning. It's reset each day, okay? Reset each day. There is no automatic reset button on your life or your business. So you have to make the conscious choice to reset each day, right? Remember the quote that I gave you. Zig Ziglar says, yesterday ended last night, honey. Today is a brand new day. So you have to make sure that you understand and embrace that. Reset each day. There is no automatic reset button on your life or business. So you have to make a conscious choice to reset each day. This is basically starting fresh. Ways to ensure that you do that both personally and business-wise is to have a grateful mindset each morning, right? Prepare that mind for greatness. Create a to-do list so things are organized. And if the to-do list is long, prioritize it to like the top 3 things that need to get done for that day. Don't overwhelm yourself with thinking that just because you created this long, nice, organized list, that everything on that list should be done for that day. If you can do just one thing off of it, then do that one thing and be proud that tomorrow you can say, yesterday I accomplished this or that. Ensure that your email box is at 0 each evening, right? And I know this is difficult for this day and age, but we've got to stop allowing our emails to run our lives. Right? We've got to stop doing that. And so you really need to schedule a time to just check your email. Now, if you automate your business truly, then email plays an important role in your business, but it still doesn't mean that you should jump every time you hear a bell go off on your phone or your watch that you've got an email, okay? You need to give yourself a morning, an afternoon, and an early evening time to look at your emails and let it go at that. Don't get addicted to clicking on your email every minute of the day, okay? And, of course, delegate. Again, that word delegation is coming back up. I want to remind you, I said delegate, not abdicate, because they're 2 different words, and they often get interchanged and confused in a lot of the mind of a lot of people, but to delegate means to hand over with follow-up, with care, with a description and with instructions. To abdicate means to hand over without care, to hand over without expectations. And that's not what you want to do, because when you give a task to someone else and you abdicate it, thinking, well, they're the expert, they know how to do it, I'll just let them tell me, you have just made one of the biggest mistakes that you can make as a leader. As a leader, everyone that comes into your space that's helping you in some way in your business needs to be held accountable by you. So abdicating it because you want to get the monkey off of your back, you're tired of, you know, having to be responsible for it, is not enough to just abdicate and hand it over. You want to always be the delegator, which means that it's like a boomerang. It should be thrown out there, delegated, and coming back around to you, completed the way you asked for it to be, right? Here's tip number 4, overcome setbacks. As I've mentioned before, we sometimes can't control every aspect of our lives and business. Therefore, there are going to be things that do not go the way we intend it to. A great way to look at each day as a new beginning is not to let setbacks define you or your business. You can definitely overcome setbacks, and here's how you can do that. Acknowledge and accept that there is indeed a setback, first of all. Figure out what may have caused the setback, but do not dwell on the setback itself. Only dwell on the solutions and how you can move forward. Use it as a learning experience, so whatever mistake that may have been made won't happen again, okay? And again, find that solution to the problem, and then implement the solution and have other backup plans just in case that one falls through as well. You know, all of these tips that I'm giving you, you know, we talked about in tip number 1, preparing your mind for greatness, giving yourself grace. Reset each day, overcome setbacks was just this last tip, number 4. These tips that I'm giving you is because these are things that I have gone through. And I always use my life as a living testimony and example to help other businesswomen move themselves further along instead of tripping over themselves because they're going to have to go through the same things. I'm telling you these things so that you don't go down the same path, so that you choose the better way, so that you are listening to the wisdom, and not only listening, but you're taking the wise words that I'm saying and that you are taking action on them. You know, out of everything that I shared today in reference to a new beginning, I would have to say tip number 2 touches my heart, and that would give yourself grace. Give yourself grace because, you know, if God forgives us, if God gives us grace, why are we so hard on ourselves not to do the same thing? We can be so hard on ourselves that we cause a year or more of procrastination. We get angry, and all of that pent-up frustration and stress and anger, since this just has no place in your life. So right now, I want you to hold your hands up to Jesus. And in the name of Jesus, I want to say this quick prayer. Lord, for those who are listening to this show right now about a new beginning, dear Lord, let them hold their hands out in receipt of a special blessing right now, this dear Lord. Let them make swift and immediate changes. Let them love themselves, dear Lord. Father, help them to have the courage and the strength to say, I need help. Father, allow them to forgive themselves, dear Lord. Father, put a sense of warmth and overwhelm and within them, Lord, and let them know that you're there for them, Father. Let the Holy Spirit, Father, be a comfort to all who listen to the show today, Father, so that they may have new beginnings. As you lift your hands up to the Lord, I want you to now take your hands and cross them and embrace them on your shoulders as though you're hugging yourself. And I want you to know that it is God hugging you, letting you know that you are the queen of your empire. Amen. You are the queen of your empire. thank the Lord right now. Thank him. Oh, yes, thank the Lord right now, for he is gracious. He is all forgiving. He loves you and he wants you to be successful, Queen. He wants you to have the things that you want. Oh, he wants you to have that ebook. Oh, he wants that product to be developed. Oh, he wants that service that you've been talking about, blessing the lives of other women with. He wants you to come out with that service. Oh, he wants you to do that one thing today. He wants you to accomplish that one task today that you've been putting off. He wants you to love yourself. Oh, yes, he does. And he's hugging you. He's hugging you right this instant. He's hugging you right now, letting you know that you are magnificent. You are great. You are a woman of God. You are the queen of your own empire. And these things, Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that these things be so in Christ. Amen. Yes, yes, yes. You got to claim it, sis. You got to claim all the things that you want in your life and let no people, places, or things ever hold you back. Oh, no. Why? Because you are great. You are magnificent. You are the queen of your own empire. And there you have it, sis. Today's topic, each day is a new beginning for you and your business. So remember, yesterday ended last night. Today is a brand new day. The Lord has given us 86,400 seconds. Let us make a great day of it. And as I celebrate my birthday, I ask that you celebrate with me by praying for me, but also by listening to my words of wisdom and taking action on the things that the Father has given me to say to you. That's all I have for today's show. I love you with the love of God. Thank you for listening today, and have a great and productive week.